I'm hot.
Turn it off.
Thank you.
Calling the public hearing portion of the PDEC Planning Development Extension Education Committee meeting to order February 13, 2013. It is 7:05 p.m. Number 5, Comprehensive Plan Amendment.
Item number 5 is a comprehensive plan amendment for Dale P. and Donna M. Daniels, half interest, and Thomas L. and Louise M. Daniels, half interest, Brighton. Public hearing on proposed comprehensive plan, and their address is 1077 248th Avenue, Kansasville, Wisconsin, 53139. Owner requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from farmland protection to suburban density residential on part of tax parcel 304-220-144-0400, located in section in the southeast one quarter of section 14, township 2 north, range 20 east, town of Brighton. And on the screen we have the map, and you can see the area that is outlined in purple. That is the area that is for the amendment.
Before we move on, committee members present are Supervisor Zablitsky, Supervisor Dodd, Supervisor Underhill, myself, Supervisor Decker, Supervisor and Chairwoman Brink is excused, and our two youth and governance members. Okay, number 5, if the petitioners would please come forward. Please state your name and address for the record, and tell the community why you're here.
Dale Daniels, 801-240th Avenue, Kansasville. And we bought this farm about last spring, and we're dairy farmers, and we're just trying to get rid of the parcels that are no good to us, that are income to us, which is the old farmhouse on the corner there. And then we got a wooded property down the line that'll be the next one. We're just, farmland's getting really expensive, and we're just trying to get rid of some of the debt load of the property that's, you know, not useful to us.
Okay.
Does the committee have any questions? If there, is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Anyone against the petition? Anyone against? From the town?
And for note, all the items on the meeting tonight were posted as a Class 2 notice in the Kenosha News on January 31st, 2013 and February 5th, 2013. For this particular item, the town of Brighton met on this on December 10th, 2012. And the motion was approved and carried 3-0.
I make a motion to approve the comprehensive plan for number 5.
Okay, I have a motion from Supervisor Zablitsky and a second from Supervisor Underhill. Because this is a plan change, it does recall a roll call vote. Colin?
Aye.
Bianca?
Aye.
Supervisor Underhill?
Yes. Aye.
Supervisor Dodge?
Yes.
Supervisor Zablitsky?
Aye.
And Supervisor Underhill votes aye, and the chairman is excused. The motion passes. Number 6, rezoning.
Rezoning of Dale P. and Donna M. Daniels, half interest, and Thomas J. and Louise M. Daniels, half interest, 1077 248th Avenue, Kansasville, Wisconsin, 53139. Owner requests the rezoning from the A1 Agricultural Preservation District and C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District, R2 Suburban Single Family Residential District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District and C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 304-220-144-0400 and 304-220-144-0500, located in the southeast one quarter of Section 14, Township 2, North, Range 20 East, Town of Brighton. And we'll have the map on the screen. And there you can see the labels indicating the areas of rezone. Basically on the east side of the property, the area that is all C2 right now, a wetland delineation was performed, and so those areas will be rezoned to C1. And then on the southwest corner, as the petitioner indicated, that is where the residence and buildings are, and they're looking at subdividing that parcel off. There is a certified survey map that will be coming up later in the meeting, and that area is being requested to be rezoned from the A1 to the R2.
Do you have anything to else to add on this?
No, that 25 acres on that side is just basically all wooded, heavily wooded. We're just trying to parcel it off because we have no, can't farm the woods, so.
Okay, thank you. Does the committee have any questions? No? Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Anyone against? Anyone against the petition? From the town.
The town board of Brighton met on this item December 10th, 2012, and a motion was made to approve, and it carried 3-0.
Make a motion to approve the rezoning as written.
Second.
I have a motion from Supervisor Zablitsky and a second from Supervisor Dosh. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
And I vote aye. Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Number 7, Comprehensive Plan Amendment.
Comprehensive Plan Amendment for Kenosha County, public hearing proposed. Comprehensive Plan Amendment, Kenosha County 101056 Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin 53140, owner. Planning Development and Extension Education Committee, PO Box 520, Bristol, Wisconsin 53104, agent. Request an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035 map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from suburban density residential and extractive to park and recreational on part of tax parcel 954-119-094-0500, located in the southeast quarter of Section 9, Township 1 North, Range 19 East, Town of Wheatland, and extractive to park and recreational and suburban density residential on tax parcel 604-119-161-0120, located in northeast one quarter of section 16, Township 1 North, Range 19 East, Town of Randall. On the screen you can see the map of the areas that were just read for the change. Basically, this is land that the county acquired through stewardship funds to be in addition to the existing KD Park. This property was acquired in December, and the request is to amend the comprehensive plan due to the fact that the long-range plan did not indicate that this was going to be a park. When the land became available for such use, the park and recreational plan was amended and approved to have this property be used as park and recreational, and so now we're looking at having the map coincide with the park and recreation and open space plan, and that area that is extractive will be no more use will be of that, and then material will be used for road purposes, and that area will be restored into the future as time moves on.
Does the committee have any questions?
No questions.
Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Is there anyone here to speak against the petition? Anyone against? From the towns?
The town of Randall Town Board met on this item on January 24th, 2013, and the matter was approved. The town of Wheatland met on this matter on February 12th, 2013, and the matter was approved at that meeting as well. The town of Wheatland at their board meetings on January 28, 2013 and February 11, 2013, they both approved respectively.
Need a motion. Conference.
Second.
I have a motion from Supervisor Underhill and a second from Supervisor Zelitzky. Because this is a comprehensive plan amendment, we need a roll call vote. So, Gatka?
Aye.
Collin?
Aye.
Supervisor Underhill?
Aye.
Supervisor Dodge?
Aye.
Supervisor Zelitzky?
Aye.
And myself votes aye, and the chairman is excused. The motion passes. Number 8, rezoning.
Rezoning for Kenosha County 10106th Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin 53140. Owner, Planning and Development and Extension Education Committee agent requests a rezoning from E2 General Agricultural District, M3 Mineral Extraction District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to PR1 Park and Recreation District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 954-119-094-0500, located in the southeast one quarter of Section 9, Township 1 North, Range 19 East, Town of Wheatland. A2 General Agricultural District, M3 Mineral Extraction District, and C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District to PR1 Park Recreational District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 604-119-161-0102, located in northeast one quarter of Section 16, Township 1 North, Range 19 East, Town of Randall. M2 Heavy Manufacturing District to PR1 Park Recreational District and R2 Single Family Residential District on tax parcel 604-119-161-0120, located in northeast one quarter of Section 16, Township 1 North, Range 19 East, Town of Randall. On the screen we have the rezoning map, and basically the extractive area is being changed to park and recreational. The agriculture area is being changed to the same. Some wetland areas are there that will that were not zoned as such will be zoned as wetland, and there were some existing wetlands. I guess one point to note is way in the south end, there is an area being requested to be rezoned to R2, and that's due to the fact that there is on the plans for Highway F to be relocated that would go just where that line is on the R2 and the PR1, and as a result that would subdivide the parcel, and that land could be sold in the future and would then fit with the town's plan to be used as residential.
Does the committee have any questions? Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Anyone against the petition? Anyone against? From the town?
Again, the town of Randall met on this as a rezoning. Their town board meeting was January 24, 2013, and they approved that request. The town of Wheatland met on February 12, 2013, and on the rezone, they approved that request as well.
Make a motion to approve the rezoning as written.
Second.
I have a motion from Supervisor Zelitzky and a second from Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
I vote aye. Motion 5 passes. Number 9, rezoning.
Rezoning Jeff A. Backe, 1528 136th Avenue, Union Grove, Wisconsin 53172. Owner, Planning Development and Extension Education Committee, PO Box 520, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104, sponsor, request a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District and A2 General Agricultural District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District, A2 General Agricultural District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 454-221-141-0300, located in northeast one quarter of section 14, township 2 north, range 21 east, town of Paris. The map for this is coming up. The Babkeys, a little while ago, they had a wetland determination done on their property, and it was determined that there was more wetland mapped than what actually exists on the site. And so they delineated that wetland, they had it surveyed, and according to county ordinance, the county would take that map amendment and go with the most accurate mapping, and that's what's happening tonight as a committee-sponsored rezoning. So as you can see, the large area here was zone C1, but only the open area, the non-green areas, will remain C1. So there was much more wetland than what is actually found on the site, and so we're correcting it.
Will the petitioner please come forward?
He is not here, but this is sponsored by the committee, and so it's not necessary.
Okay. Anyone have any questions? Is anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Anyone against? Anyone against? From the town?
From the town. The town of Paris recommends approval of the request of this rezone. The town, on February 6, 2013, sent a letter to the county stating that they are in support of wetlands when they're being sponsored to reflect actual field conditions without necessarily taking action before their town board, and although this item was brought before their town board.
Make a motion to approve the rezoning as written.
I have a motion from Supervisor Zabalitsky and a second from Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
And I vote aye, so motion passes. Number 10, conditional use permit.
Conditional use permit, Albert Duff and Mary Pat Ruffalo, trustees, 8805 34th Avenue, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53142. Owner, Brett Yutka, Yutka Fence Incorporated, 6606 34th Avenue, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53142. Agent, requesting a conditional use permit for a fence contractor's business with outdoor display and storage in the M1 Limited Manufacturing District on tax parcels 804-222-0730-220 and 804-222-0730-211, located in the southwest one quarter of section 7, township 2 north, range 22 east, town of Summers. And we will have the map for this, which is on the screen there. You can see it's located on the northeast corner of I-94 and County Park Highway E.
Can the petitioner please come forward? Please state your name and address for the record and tell the committee why you're here.
My name is Brett Yutka, and my address is 3714 29th Street, Kenosha. I am here to get a conditional use.
Can you speak into the mic?
Sorry. I'm here to get a conditional use permit approval so that we can move our fence company to the location shown on the street.
Does the committee have any questions? Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Anyone against the petition? Anyone against? from the town?
Before I do that, I just wanted to bring one point forward because the town met on this on Monday and Tuesday, their plan commission and then their town board. So some of these things were not all known when we had met and done site visits yesterday. But I wanted to alert the committee to item number 2, the second paragraph, which indicates that the town wanted to only approve this as a 2-year conditional use permit. And then in many cases, this is the case for a new conditional use to allow the petitioner to show that they can meet the conditions. And then after 2 years, they have the ability of meeting it without any issues. Then typically they would make a new application and then that would be approved indefinitely. Of course, if there are any issues that come up over the next 2 years, they could reconsider and either deny the request or they could ask for it just to be another 2 years or 1 year. So it just behooves you as the property owner to follow through with everything. If there's any questions, to contact the town and or the county. But otherwise, I just want to alert the committee that this is a 2-year approval for the conditional use permit.
Can I ask a question on that? Then after that, this should 2 years, if we go back and go through the process again and there were no issues, and is it again another 2 years or is that indefinite?
Typically, what would occur is if there weren't any issues during those first 2 years, the request would be for an indefinite approval of the CUP. Otherwise, with that, I'll state that the town board met on this on February 12, 2013, and the town board did approve this request. They did approve it with a number of conditions, and those are referenced in the county's conditions.
Quick question. Andy, is it in 2 years, if the conditions have been met, does Mr. Yudka have to then go through the process again? And what is the, is there a cost associated with it, or is it just kind of
additional cost?
There would be additional cost if he just as if he was applying for the first time from a standpoint of applying for a conditional use permit, getting on the committee and going through the normal class 2 notice and publications.
And are you okay with that, Mr. Yudka? Well, I'm watching.
They told me about the money. I understood that 2 years later they told me about the money last night. So I don't know that I can trace it.
So you would agree to the conditions?
Unless there's a way to change the money part, which is what I said last night.
And so, Andy, the 2 years were deemed from the township, right?
Correct.
Okay, so we don't really have a lot of it.
What is the cost?
The question is this, what is the cost for applying for a conditional use permit at $750?
$750.
I don't know. Basically, anytime there's a posting, no matter if it's a renewal or the first time, the same costs are incurred by the county by doing the class 2 notices and doing the mailings to all the abutting property owners. And so from that standpoint, that's where that comes from. There's nothing in our schedule right now that would relinquish that.
And just a point of clarification, based on the town's requirement for a 2-year, that's what it is right now. We have to follow through on that. Otherwise, we wouldn't be meeting their requirements. We can't amend what their recommendation is.
Well, I guess there would be an issue there. They felt it was important at the town level. Typically, if something like that is important, then we would like to try to field and follow through with that at the county level. Of course, it's up to the committee to decide on what they want to do with that. At this point, we have it as a condition, and it's up to the committee to decide on what they want to do with that.
You're more interested in getting in business, I would think, than worrying about 2 years from now, I'm assuming, correct?
Yeah, I don't necessarily understand exactly why we have to go in front of you again. If we're not meeting the conditions, my understanding is they're going to come. They're going to be very clear that they're going to be looking at everything we do, and if we're not doing exactly what was laid out in here, then we're going to be fined, and the conditional use will get taken away. From I don't understand it. In 2 years, are we asking them again, can we keep doing what you already told us we can do? Is that the point of that? That at that point, we would have been following everything, or else we wouldn't still be operating under that? So I guess I'm a little unclear as to exactly what the... I didn't care about it as much until they mentioned the money part of it. You know, and then it's good. We're going to go back in front of them. I assume we go in front of them and say, yeah, do what we're supposed to do. Now, there's costs associated with it. So I guess a clarification on that would be appreciated, just so I understand what the purpose of that is. Because they're not without tools to stop us from doing something that they don't like.
You're correct in that statement that there is the ability for the town and the county to revoke a conditional use permit if someone was not following through with the conditions or if there were ongoing violations that were not being resolved. Although in many situations where a conditional use permit is being requested and there are, it's of the outdoor nature of items being, if it's an automotive repair, if it's semi-truck parking, things like that, it's not unusual for this committee and or even the town to have a 2-year limitation. In some instances, it's 1 year. And it does allow for the petitioner to be able to operate and show that they can operate. No one likes to have to go through a process and revoke a conditional use permit. We don't like to have to go out and issue letters and citations. So basically, it gives the petitioner the ability to operate for 2 years and show that they can operate within the conditions, be a good neighbor, be a good business for the community, and then at that time, it can then be approved. So all I can tell you is that it's not unusual for this to occur in a request such as your own. But I understand what you're saying, and there are measures that do allow for revocation, although I can't necessarily say that it's easy to go through that, but there are processes set up in the ordinance to deal with it.
Does the committee have the ability that in 2 years when we review this, is there any way to either...
Speak into the mic, can't hear.
Sorry. I want to know whether or not 2 years when we revisit this, and he has been a good citizen business of the community, can you waive the fees, or is there any way to extend it without going through the fee structure? Because for a small business, I think $750 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Well, I guess at this point, we don't have anything in our fee schedule set up for that.
Okay.
That would be something I guess we'd have to look at to do, but right now it's not set up that way.
And to extend it, to go from 2-year to permanent, there is a cost the county incurs, and we cannot circumvent that, correct?
There is a cost for every request due to the fact of publication and mailings.
Okay. And Mr. Yacki, are you interested in getting started?
Getting the business going?
Yeah. Okay. Make a motion to approve.
I got one more question.
Sorry about that.
I think the reason that they're still concerned at the town level is because of the location. It's right on I-94. It's something you see when you walk, drive into Kenosha County. We want to make sure the county and the town that this is a nice, that it looks good. We had another incident on Highway 50 where they came and gave us a nice presentation of what they were going to do and haven't followed through, and it still upsets me that they're still they're able to still have a business and they haven't met their conditions. That's the town's concern and our concern that you are a good steward to that location. I-94, if this would have been probably on Sheridan Road, it probably wouldn't have been a big deal. But being it's on I-94, it is a big deal. It's a big deal to me because I drive past there all the time. I see an eyesore there. There's plenty of eyesores on I-94. We don't need another one. That's basically what we want to keep from happening. And I appreciate you coming today. Thank you.
Yeah, I think what Supervisor Underhill and myself, or what he's saying, and what I feel is that I understand that you want to get the business going, and if we vote no, you would not be able to do that. we're tempted to vote no because I don't like the $750 charge in 2 years if you've been a good patron, a good customer, good business. But so we're kind of stuck here. Well, I guess we're going to have to support it so you can go into business, but I'm not happy about that charge again in 2 years if you're good, if you're doing everything, look, you know, the property, keep it up and a good business. So I'm going to probably vote yes, but with reservations.
I appreciate that. I'm a concern for having to spend money for that.
Make a motion to approve the conditional use permit as written with the conditions as stated.
Second.
I have a motion from Supervisor Splitsky and a second from Supervisor Lindenfeld. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
I vote aye. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you,
Brad. Good luck. Thank you. Number 11, certified surveys.
So we have two certified surveys. The first one deals with the comp plan change and the rezone from Mr. Daniels. And you can see on the screen the certified survey map. Just for clarification, I mean, he was indicating where they were looking at subdividing off the land that is all the wooded area on the east of the property, but due to the fact that that's going to be larger than 5 acres, it does not require a certified survey map, although the parcel on the corner with the buildings does require it due to the fact less than 5 acres. And we would recommend approval of the certified survey map subject to the conditions.
Any questions?
Do you need a motion?
I have one.
I second.
I have a motion to approve the certified survey map from Supervisor Underhill and a second from Supervisor Zablinski.
And that's subject to the conditions?
Subject to conditions.
Subject to the conditions as stated. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
I vote aye. Motion passes.
The second certified survey map we have is listed as WABAC LLC, CO William Bodner, owner. And this, Bill, would you want to just come up and just kind of explain to the committee exactly the rationale on this CSM? But besides that, the county is in support of this as well as the town, and it would be requested to approve subject, again, to conditions.
Thank you. Bill Bodner, 11514 North Washington. So basically what we're doing is it's literally just clarifying the legal description. That's all. Nothing's changing. No lands are moving. No lot lines are moving. Nothing's changing.
I think, again, this bill, I pulled up sheet three here of four, where there's different paragraphs that kind of just state some of the things that were a little gray on knowing where they were because it took a little research. And here with that, as you said, it's clarifying all this on one document.
And it's to be specific, there are easements, there are agreements, there are things that over time have been done on this parcel. And they haven't really, they've been memorialized, but not in one fell swoop. And that's what I think we're trying to do. As we move forward, whatever ends up happening with this land, it just clarifies and identifies to everyone what's in place, what's there, how the property is owned, what obligations go with the property, and it gives it a better name, basically, as a CSM as opposed to how it is.
Thanks, Bill.
Make a motion. Good. Make a motion to approve the survey map as indicated.
With condition.
With condition.
Second.
I have a motion from Supervisor Stilitsky and a second from Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
I vote aye. Motion passes. Thank you very much. Number 12, approval of the minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Second.
I have a motion to approve the minutes from Supervisor Stilsky and a second from Supervisor Dodge. Within governance?
Aye.
I vote aye. Motion passes. Number 13, citizen comments. Any comments? Seeing no comments, comments are closed. Number 14, any other business allowed by law?
Just to inform the committee that the planning development staff has been working on some changes to the current fee schedule due to some changes that are taking place with stormwater review and the fact that the planning development no longer has a stormwater engineer and we will be contracting out for those services. And there are a couple other changes to some fees, sanitary fee that needs to be increased due to additional costs that the county submit to the state, and some changes to some fencing and some signage fees. And we're working on that, and we hope to bring that before the committee, if not next meeting, the meeting after. That would be either in March or April.
Anything else?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion to adjourn by Supervisor Dodge and a second from Supervisor Stilsky. Evening governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes.
I think we ought to talk about that.